Okay, Shalom Aleichem, Rabbozai. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Ches, and we are here in the middle of this big discussion between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Today we're going to talk about Rabbi Yossi in terms of whether you need both the blood and the meat to be tahor for a korban to work, or do you need maybe only one or the other? That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua says you need both. We said, is Tumah Hutra B'tzibor, is Tumah Dechuya B'tzibor? And again, if you weren't with us yesterday, so today's going to be a tough slog, because it's really building based on what we did yesterday. But then in the middle of today's daf, never fear, right? There is a new Mishnah on Amud Beis. So if yesterday was tough, so there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But okay, either way, so let's pick up. We're here with one line down, or two lines down, really. Second line on daf, Ayin Ches, Amr Aleph, and we had mentioned Rabbi Yossi in the middle of all these discussions between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and now we're going to analyze his opinions. The Gemara says, "Name a masnisa and delo k'Rabbi Yossi." Let's say that our Mishnah that we quoted 2 days ago is not like Rabbi Yossi. Again, our Mishnah had said that you're allowed to, it was a list of all korbanos that you bring betumah. I mean, we said there were five of them, that there was you bring them betumah, you bring the omer, the shtei alechem, the lechem aponim, the zivchei shlamim, that goes with the shtei alechem, and the seirim on Rosh Chodesh. And then we had said the Pesach, you also bring betumah, right, if the tzibor is tumah, but the one difference between the Pesach and the rest of them is that the Pesach is eaten if everybody is tumah, whereas the others are not. But okay, so let's say name masnisin lower k'Rabbi Yossi. Maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, because blended right, so Rabbi Eliezer Omer hatzitz meratza al achilos. Again, that's another thing we discussed yesterday, that the tzitz is meratza. It atones. It works if certain aspects of a korban are brought betumah. So we had a machlokas whether it atones for the blood or also as well for the items that are eaten, depending on which korban we're talking about. So against Rabbi Eliezer, the tzitz is meratza for things that you would eat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no, ain't a tzitz meratza alachilos. The tzitz is only meratza for the blood and not for the items of the korban that are eaten. So therefore, kasako daitach, he seems to imply, right? We thought originally to say that mitgamer Rabbi Yossi ain't a tzitz meratza alachilos. From the fact that Rabbi Yossi says that the tzitz is not meratza for anything that you eat, the korban part that you eat, so that maybe Rabbi Yossi is really. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, because if you remember, that was Rabbi Yeshua's Shita yesterday. In addition, Rabbi Yeshua had also said, Dam Rabbi and Tarti, that you need both the meat and the blood to be extant, to be in existence, to be not tame, for the korban to work. Because if you're telling me that the tzitz is meratze, so you must by therefore hold that you need both the meat and the blood to work. If you're telling me that the tzitz is not meratze for food, for the part of the korban that is eaten, so it must be that you hold both, because everybody agrees that the tzitz is meratze for the blood. And if you only need either the blood or the meat that is eaten to be tahor for the korban to work, so who cares whether the tzitz is meratze for the meat? Right? If the tzitz is meratze for the blood, so then you should be good to go. So apparently Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you need both the meat and the blood to be tahor, and therefore that's why he says that the tzitz is not meratze for the achilos. Maybe that's why our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yossi, because if Rabbi Yossi says that the tzitz is not meratze for the meat, and he holds like Rabbi Yeshua who says that you need the meat and the blood to make the korban work, so that's against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you can bring a korban betumah. If you can bring a korban betumah, so how does that work with Rabbi Yossi Shita? Right? If you tell me that the tzitz is meratza only for the blood, and you need the blood and the meat, well, the meat is tameh. So how could you bring that korban betumah? Apparently, that's against our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says you can, and apparently Rabbi Yossi says that you can't. So the Gemara says, "Name a hashta masnisin glo k'Rabbi Yossi." Maybe our Mishnah is therefore not like Rabbi Yossi. Gemara says, "Lo, no, Rabbi Yossi, k'Rabbi Eliezer sfirle." Rabbi Yossi actually holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Damar dam afal pishein basar, because he holds that you can bring the korban even if you have the blood that's tahor, i.e., that's the blood that works because the tzitz is maratza, and the meat is tameh, but that's fine. Right? You can still sprinkle the blood, and the korban will work, and you'll be yodzi. The Gemara says, "Yihachi lemayilchasa in tzitz maratza al achilos." Okay, so therefore, who cares whether the tzitz is maratza for the meat or not? Right? If the tzitz is maratza for the blood, you only need one or the other, so then you're good to go. Why do you need to tell me that the tzitz is not maratza for the meat? Gemara says, okay, but let's make a corner of that. Rabbi Eliezer damar tzitz meratza, kemen damar dam, afal pishein basar, tzitz meratza al achilos, lemayilchasa. You can ask the same exact question for Rabbi Eliezer. Right? This is Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Right? That's what we're starting with. So why does Rabbi Elazar say that the tzitz is not maratza for the basar? So Ella said, rather, the Gemara says, l'mikveh b'pigu l'fuke mide me'ila. To establish this korban that it can be pigul and that it will be excluded from the halacha of me'ila. What's going on? So basically, pigul, as we've mentioned a couple times before, is an improper machshava when you're bringing the korban, right? If a person has the machshava, let's say the kohen has the machshava to eat it outside of the, whatever the designated time period, so that will mess up. That's one of the examples of pigul that will mess up the korban. The halacha is that it only becomes pigul. A korban only becomes pigul if everything else works out fine. If the entire korban is good, and aside from the bad machshava. So over here, we're going to say that the tzitz is not meratze for the meat. Therefore, one second, the tzitz is not meratze for the meat. Hold on. Sorry. Right, meaning it will not become pigul. Therefore, if the tzitz does not atone for the meat, and as well, it also won't be subject to me'ila. Me'ila is you benefiting from hekdesh, from the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is that a korban is subject to me'ila. Right, you can't, again, the isra to not benefit from it. That's only up until the avoda is finished. Once the avoda is finished and the blood has been sprinkled and the meat has been offered on the mizbeach or whatever, etc., so then the isra of me'ila is gone. It's no longer considered to be mamon hekdesh. It's considered to be mamon kohanim, and the isra of me'ila does not apply. Now, again, that's only when the avoda is finished. So therefore, we're also going to get this korban out of the halachos of me'ila. So when you finish the avoda, meaning the avoda will be finished, and therefore that will be exempted. Meaning it won't be subject to me'ila. So therefore the kamiflagi, meaning that's the machlokas. There'll be lezer shavar meratza tzitz iluya, that the tzitz is meratza and mishavre leketahor. It makes the korban as if it's tahor, right? Again, because the tzitz is meratza for the blood, yeah. It's meratza for the blood. So therefore, that's as if you brought the korban, it was totally fine. And therefore, v'kavala b'pigul, and therefore it will be subject to pigul, umafik levi me'ila, and the korban was brought correctly, and they will no longer be subject to me'ila. But Rabbi Yossi savar, lo meratza tzitz iluya, that the tzitz is not, again, Rabbi Elazar held that the tzitz is meratza for the meat, I'm sorry. No, he doesn't. Hold on. So one second. Now I'm getting confused. Right? This is a bit of a confusing daf. Hold on. Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. Nachon. Rabbi Elazar says that the tzitz is meratza for the meat. That's the nekuda I was missing. My apologies. If I said it incorrectly, let me say it again. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua argue whether the tzitz is meratza for the blood or for the meat as well. Rabbi Yeshua says it's only meratza for the blood. And it's not. Rabbi Elazar says it's also meratza for the meat as well. Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that it says that it's not meratza for the blood. And therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, why would Rabbi Elazar say that the tzitz is meratza for the meat if the korban is already yotze because you're doing the zrika on the dam, because the tzitz is meratza for the dam? He doesn't need the meat. He only holds that you need one or the other. So it's for this halacha to say that the tzitz is going to make the korban as if it was brought entirely kosher, as if the meat and the blood were offered b'tahara, and therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar, the korban is subject to pigul and it is subject to me'ila after it's done. But Rabbi Yossi says, no, lo meratza tzitz iluya, the tzitz does not help for the meat, and therefore lo mashav leketohar. It's not as if you brought the korban betara, v'lo kava le'pigol v'lo mafik le'midei me'ila. And therefore, it's not going to be pigol because there was some other problem with the korban, right? Again, we said pigol only takes effect if the korban is 100% good. So the korban was brought betumah, there's no issue of pigol. But on the other hand, we're not going to get out of the halacha of me'ila because, again, the korban wasn't brought entirely properly. So therefore, it still will be subject to me'ila It is brought. So the Gemara, okay. So the Gemara says, "Maskevlo Rav Mari." Rav Mari asked the following question: "Nehi nami Rabbi Yosi sober Rabbi Eliezer." So I understand that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning that again that you only need the blood and you don't need the meat to be tahor. You can only need the blood, and therefore, since the tzitz is maratza, so the blood, the korban is good. The tzitz is maratza for the blood. So bishlam is tavachim. That works if for korbanos, right? The ikadam that has blood. Omer Nami, it also works with the Korban Omer, which is a Korban Mincha, or Ika Komets. Like as we explained, the Korban Mincha has two parts that correspond to the Zvachim. The Korban, regular Korban, you shech the cow, there's blood offered on the Zvach, and they eat. And the meat, which is eaten by the people. The Korban Mincha similarly has a Komets, that is the part of the flour that is and the oil, etc., that's taken by the Kohen with his three middle fingers, that goes on the Mizbeach, and the rest of it is made into bread, etc., and eaten. So that corresponds, again, to the blood and the meat. You have the Kometz and the Shirayim and the leftovers. Okay, so that works for, so I understand that Rabbi Yossi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you only need the blood. That works for Zvachim. That works for the Omer. And then also, Lechem Apanim also. That also works for Lechem Apanim, because you don't offer that on the Mizbeach, but Ika Vazichin, right, you have the Vazichin, which is incense that's next to the Shulchan. That's also, you have the blood and the meat equivalent by the lechem upon him. El shtei lechem, but the problem is the shtei lechem. The two shtei lechem brought on Shavuos to allow the korban minchas to be brought from the new grain, that is completely eaten. There's nothing that goes in the mizbeach, meaning there's no dam equivalent. So Michael Amimer, so what are you going to say over there? And if you'll tell me that, well, the shtei lechem are brought with korban, a korban called the shalmei tzibor, that is, again, brought on Shavuos, so that's the blood equivalent, that's what we're talking about. So imkein havilu arba. The problem with that is that our Mishnah said there are five things that are brought b'toma and listed both the shtei lechem and the shalmei tzibor. So if you tell me you're combining that into one thing, so that's going to be four. V'anan chamisha tanan, and the Mishnah said five. So the Gemara says, Ela sav Rabbi Yosi, really, what does Rabbi Yosi hold? Ela sav Rabbi Yosi, tuma hodra b'tzibor. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi holds, tuma is mutter, not dechuya, not the docha. It doesn't push away the tuma that we talked about yesterday with the differences between the two. But one of the differences that we'll see over here, I'm just going to explain. The Gemara doesn't say it straight out because we did it yesterday. Rabbi Yosi really holds that tuma is hodra b'tzibor, that is mutter completely, and therefore you don't need the tzitz. You don't need the tzitz to help you with the korbanos, and therefore the korban is totally mutter to bring, and everything is fine, and that doesn't, again, Rabbi Yossi is not like either Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Yeshua. The Gemara says, "Ay v'atane," but that doesn't work. Echadze v'echadze, mazin elav kol shiva, mikol chato shayusham. This price is talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and also a Kohen bringing the Paraduma, they would sprinkle on him every day, the 7 days right, that you're preparing, that either the 7 days before Yom Kippur or the 7 days before you're going to shech the Paraduma, to make sure the guy doing the avoda, either the Kohen Gadol right, or the regular Kohen, is going to be tahor. And we call Chato Shayusham from any possible, again, all this tumah hanging around, all this potential tuma that can mess him up. So we made sure to sprinkle them every single day to make sure that they were fine. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Rabbi Meir says. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, in mazon elav el shlishi shvi'i bilvad. You only sprinkle them on the third and seventh day because that's the process. I mean, if someone was tummy mace, you would sprinkle him on the third and seventh day and then he would be tahor. So v'isagadet the chasav Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosi, tuma hodra b'tzibor, and again, the details of that machlok is not important, but what really Rabbi Yosi says, we do sprinkle this Kohen of the Kohen Gadol just in case, but if you're telling me that tuma hodra b'tzibor, that if for whatever reason, right, the Kohen Gadol is Tame, or Am Yisrael is Tame, and the Kohen is Tame, so Am Yisrael is our klal. You don't need hazah at all. And all this avodah on Yom Kippur, right, so that's tzibor, right, that's the tzibor's karvanos. His tuma is hutra, so you don't need to sprinkle the Kohen. Okay, so enochanami. So we go back to what we originally explained, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yeshua, right? There's no way for us to figure out, right, by the Shtei Alechem, what is the Dam equivalent. And so therefore, it's against Rabbi Yosi, who would say that the Shtei Alechem, right, again, if Rabbi Yosi, if you can tell me that Rabbi Yosi says that you need to have some part of the item of the korban in question eaten, And some part of it offered, so then you're going to run into trouble with the Shtei Lechem. Sure enough, that's not like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, fine. Amalei Rav Papa La'Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, now, we had a statement yesterday of Rabbi Yossi that was very confusing and completely contradictory. So now we're going to go back to that and figure out what in the world Rabbi Yossi was talking about. And just don't worry, we don't have to actually go back to what the Gemara does. Baruch Hashem actually quote the entire thing over here. It doesn't always do that, but Baruch Hashem quotes it over here. So let's see. Amarlei Rav Papa La'Abaye. V'Rabbi Yossi Shtara Mezakei LeBeitrei Havu. Rabbi Yossi made a psak, and it was a star. It's as if it's a star Mezakei LeBeitrei, like a star that makes two people win an argument, right? Again, usually if you have a machlokas who owns something, for example, so yeah, one guy has a shtar that he owns it, so he wins the court, the Beis Din, the judgment in court. But Rav Papa was saying to Abaye, you use a phrase that Rabbi Yossi is possibly like both Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yoshua. It's as if he has a shtar that awards the victory in court to both people, right? As you can see, it's completely contradictory. The Tanya Kulundra Braisa, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Roy Ani as Divri Rabbi Eliezer Bizvachim, Vidivri Rabbi Yeshua Bizvachim. I agree, I see what Rabbi Eliezer is saying by Zvachim, and I also see what Rabbi Yeshua is saying by Zvachim, Vidivri Rabbi Eliezer Benachos, Vidivri Rabbi Yeshua Benachos, and I see, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer by Korban Mincha, and also Rabbi Yeshua, Vidivri Rabbi Eliezer Bizvachim, I agree with Rabbi Eliezer by a korban by korbanos shahaya omer dam avo bishin in basar, right, who says that you can sprinkle the blood even though the meat is tameh. I also differ Rabbi Yoshua bezvachem shahaya omer in dam in basar in basar in dam, and I also agree with Rabbi Yoshua who says, or I understand what Rabbi Yoshua says, that he says that you need both. Okay, again, contradictory. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Menachos shaya omer kometz avo pishin in boshirayim, for Divrei Rabbi Yoshua b'Menachos shaya omer in mean Shem Shiraim, in Komets, I mean Komets in Shiraim, right? Again, the same machlokas, just with the equivalence by a Korban Mincha, right? Blood and meat equals Komets and Shiraim. And again, Rabbi Yossi says, I see both of them by both cases. What in the world is he saying? So, Amrlei, so, Vaisa Bekter of Papa, the Vaisa Bekter of Papa, Mistavra Ka Amar, Rabbi Yossi is just saying that it makes sense that the machlokas is by both, by korban, by zvachim, and by menachos. Kikar bezvachim amar mistavra ki heichli pligi bezvachim pligi nami menachos. When Rabbi Yossi was learning zvachim, so he would say, oh, just like the machlokas is here by zvachim, it's also by menachos. But kikar bemenachos, well, when he was learning menachos, so then amar he would say mistavra ki heichli pligi menachos pligi nami bezvachim. Right? He'd say the just like the machlokas is here by menachos, it's also by zvachim as well. So Amalei, so Papa said back to him, I don't understand. Hatenach kikai bezvachim. It makes a sense when he's dealing with in zvachim. So Amar, he says, mistavra keichad pligim bezvachim pligim menami benachos. It makes sense that he says, oh, just like the machlokas is here by zvachim, by animal korbanos, so too the machlokas is by flower korbanos. Because the psukim are by korbanos, by animal korbanos. So I understand. They say, oh, just like the machlokas is by korbanos, so too by a korban mincha. Elakai b'minchos, but if he's learning menachos, right, if Amar, and he says, what do you mean? He's going to say, mistavra ki yechid, pligi b'minachos, pligi nami b'zvachim. It makes sense that the machlokas by menachos is also by zvachim. Ha'ikur cry b'zvachim u'duksivi. Right, the whole machlokas starts with zvachim. It doesn't make sense to be like, oh, when he's learning menachos, then, ah, oh, the machlokas is also by zvachim. That's the ikar machlokas. So Gemara says, elo kasha, rather, no, this is what he really meant. Roa onis divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Nitzmav, or divrei Rabbi Yoshua ba'avod v'sarov. That Rabbi Yossi was saying that I agree with Rabbi Eliezer, but in both cases, if the meat or the shirayim became tamei, but I agree with Rabbi Yoshua if it became lost or burnt. Meaning, again, if it became tamei, he's maskim to Rabbi Eliezer that the korban is good, but if it doesn't exist, right, if it's lost or it got burned, so then he agrees with Rabbi Yeshua that the korban is no good. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? But nitzma my time, what's the reason? Why is Rabbi Yossi holding Rabbi Eliezer when it was tamei? Mishum demrat tzitz, right? Because the tzitz is what helps, right? If the meat was tamei. So Hashmakdele the Rabbi Yossi, Omer ina tzitz merat alachilos. But Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer and says that tzitz doesn't help for meat that's tamei. So that doesn't work at all, that explanation. So Elo Lokasha, rather, no. Ro Ani's Dibur Rabbi Eliezer, but Tzibur, Ro Ani's Dibur Rabbi Yeshua, but Yochid. That he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer that by Korban Tzibur, so then if the meat became Tamei, so he's going to agree with Rabbi Eliezer that it works, that the Korban is fine, but by Korban Yochid, so then it's going to be no good. The Gemara says, I don't like that either, right? But Tzibur, my time, from the Tumah Hutzra Bet Tzibur. Right? Why is it okay if the meat became Tamei by Korban Tzibur? Because Tumah is Mutter. By Tzibur, you don't need the tzitz at all. But that doesn't help us, because Chadad Lishmaz led Rabbi Yossi Damar Tumah Dechuyah Bet Tzibur. First of all, because Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Dechuyah Bet Tzibur. It doesn't hold the Tumah Hutzra Bet Tzibur. The Odin also, Ibet Tzibur, if you're talking about a Korban Tzibur, Rabbi Elezer Makshir Velo Rabbi Yeshua, you tell me that Rabbi Yeshua is not Makshir or Korban Tzibur that's brought by Tumah, Hamarta Bet Tzibur, Afila Rabbi Yeshua Modeh. We already said that Rabbi Yeshua, again yesterday, at the end of yesterday, that he's Modeh. Rabbi Yeshua says that the Korban is no good if the meat and or the blood is Tumah. That's only by Korban Yochid, by Korban Tzibur, though. That was how we ended off yesterday's daf, at the top of, Ayin Chesem Amad Aleph, that Rabbi Yeshua is masking that a Korban Tzibur is going to be good, even if the meat is Tomei. So Elas, rather, no. Really, this is the Machlokas. This is what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Ro'a ani divrei Rabbi Elezer b'di'evid and divrei Rabbi Yeshua l'chachila. That l'chachila Rabbi Yeshua is the halacha, that it's no good, but if you did sprinkle the blood, then it's fine. The Gemara says, I don't like that either. D'evid afila Rabbi Yeshua nami modilei. Who? But b'di'evid Rabbi Yeshua is masking. He agrees that it works, that if you did it, and that if you sprinkle the blood, even though the meat was tummy, it's the korban is still good. Because Moder Rabbi, the Katani, like we learned in a Brisa, Moder Rabbi Yeshua, Shim Zarek Hurtza, that if you did sprinkle the blood, it works. So that can't be the Machlokas. That you're talking B'di'evid, the split is B'di'evid, L'chachila. So Gemara says, Habatumah. So it said, Einachanami, the split is B'di'evid, L'chachila. Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if you did it B'di'evid, it's good. That's by Tumah. But Rabbi Yossi was saying, by if it's lost or it got burned, Kikatana Modi Rabbi Yeshua seems Zarkurza, that's Benitzma. That's only if it became Tame. He doesn't agree that if the meat became lost or became burnt, then it's good to be the Eved. And that's what he was saying. Kikama Rabbi Yossi, Roa Ani, the answer be the Eved, but Avur Vesarif. And that's what Rabbi Yossi was saying, that if the meat was burnt or it got lost, he agrees with Rabbi Elazar that it is mutter b'di'evid against, meaning that the korban is good b'di'evid against Rabbi Yeshua, who says it is not. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, that last Mishnah talked about korban tzibur. That became Tomei. Now we're going to switch to a korban yochid. That became Tomei. Okay. Nitzma basar v'chelev kayim. Again, chelev usually literally means the animal's fats. Here it refers to both the fats and the other items of the animal that go up onto the mizbeach, the kidneys, etc., etc. So if the meat became tamei and the chelev and the stuff that goes on the mizbeach is kayim, meaning it's not tamei, it's tahor, it's fine, eno zorek es adam, then you do not do the zrika, i.e. the korban is no good, right? Meaning the korban is done and you're finished. Nitma, now this is a korban pesach, because the korban pesach, as we'll see in a second, it's important to eat. As if you look at Rashi, right? Nitma basar v'chelev, it's a filo Rabbi Elazar. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, the ikar pesach l'achilas adam kasi, because the whole point of the korban pesach is to eat it. And therefore, you don't even have to bother sprinkling the blood, because, you know, again, the whole point was to eat it. The meat, in this case, the first case in the Mishnah, the meat is tamei. So therefore, it doesn't matter. But if the opposite is true, that the stuff that goes on the mizbeach became tamei, but the meat is still good, then zarek is adam, then you do the zrika for the blood on the mizbeach. But on other korbanos, that's not true. You're right, even if the meat became tamei, and the chalev and the stuff that goes on the mizbeach is tahor, so then you do still sprinkle the blood, because again, that the korbanos are not necessarily the main point of them is for eating, right? That's only by the korban pesach. Okay, Amar of Gidol Amarav. Im zarek hurtza. If you did, though, right, if you did sprinkle the blood on the mizbeach, so b'di'evid, right, it does work. And then you do, again, why does it work? Meaning, how does that help you? And therefore, what the nafka mina is that the people who own this korban pesach don't have to do pesach sheni. Didn't we just say that the korban pesach, the whole point is to eat it, right? And you can't eat the meat if it's tame. The Gemara says achila lo ma'akva. This is something we mentioned before a couple of days ago. That yes, the point of the korban pesach is to eat it, but the eating does not affect whether the korban is good or not. The Gemara says v'aksiv ish lefi achlo. Doesn't the pasuk say a person has to eat it? Right? Each person has to have a piece of the korban pesach according to what he wants to eat or what he can eat, etc. The Gemara says, L'mitzvah. Yeah, in a chanami, it's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach, but it's not ma'akev. The Gemara says, la'akev, lo, really, it's not ma'akev? Right? Eating the Korban Pesach is not ma'akev? V'atani, we learned in a braisa, again, ma'akev means it's crucial to the fulfillment of the Korban. It's really not crucial. V'atani, we learned in a braisa, b'michsas, right, nefashos, right, melame che'in pesach nishchar elam nuryov, that the Korban Pesach has to have people registered on it, right, it has to have people on the list. You might have thought that shechting it with for people who are not on the list is just simply, you know, you're violating a mitzvah, but the korban is still kosher. Therefore, the pasuk says, right? A person has to be counted according to what he's going to eat. The pasuk said it again. Again, we have this concept of the kachim. If it said something twice, then it's ma'akev. So the pasuk said it again to say that it's ma'akev, that you need the korban pesach to have a list, to have a rishima, to have a guest list. And we have a hekesh to compare the people who are eating to the people who are on the list. Right? Again, just like it's crucial that there be a list, it's also crucial to eat it. So Gemara says, Ela Rav to Amar Rabbi Nosson. So apparently Rav, when he said that it's good b'di'eved, even though you can't eat it, that's like Rabbi Nosson's shita. Amar Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akva. Rabbi Nosson is the one who says to eat in the Korban Pesach is not crucial to it being a valid korban. So Gemara says, hey, Rabbi Nosson, where do you learn that from? Which shita of Rabbi Nosson teaches me that he doesn't say you have to eat the korban pesach? Ili mahadu Rabbi Nosson, the Tanya, if you can tell me it's this Rabbi Nosson, the Tanya, looking at the price of Rabbi Nosson, Om Aminayin, Shekhal Yisrael, Yotim, the Pesach Echad, how do you know that all of Am Yisrael could theoretically bring one korban pesach? Tamal Omer, the Pasuk says, V'shachtu oso kol kaladas Yisrael ben Arbayim. All of Am Yisrael can shecht it at night, right, afternoon. What, everybody shechts? Right, only one person is shechting. Right, so, what does that pasuk teach me? That everybody can theoretically be yotze with one korban pesach. Now, in a chanami, if you have one sheep, obviously all of Am Yisrael is not eating the korban pesach. Apparently, if you tell me that's the source, that doesn't work because Dilma Shani Hasam Di Mimashchi Hani Chazil Hani Di Mimashchi Hani Chazil Hani. Because theoretically, you could remove people from the list and insert other people, and then the korban would be fit for those other people to eat it. Meaning the meat is fine. Yeah, and theoretically, anybody in Am Yisrael could sign up for this korban, right? So no one is inherently excluded from the korban. So that doesn't tell me necessarily that the eating is crucial, because theoretically you could get on the list. Right? It's hard, but you could. So the Gemara says, I mean, that doesn't tell me that the eating is totally inconsequential. Rather, it's this Rabbi Nosson, the Tanya, the Kabbalah, the Rabbisa, Nimdu Olav Chabura Achas. Let's say there was one group on one Chevre on a korban Pesach, right? But then, Mechazur Venimdu Olav Chabura Acharas. Then another group of people joined in on this korban pesach. Right? Obviously, they're not going to be able to eat because it was already registered on one chevre. So what happens? Rishonim sheishlem kazayis. The first group of people who have enough kazayis to eat for them, ochlen upotrim lasus pesach sheni. They can eat the korban pesach and they don't have to bring korban pesach sheni. Achronim, but the second group, sheinlem kazayis, who are not going to get anything to eat, ain ochlen bechayavim lasus pesach sheni. They can't eat and they are chayav to do pesach sheni. Rabbi Nosson Amar, but here Rabbi Nosson says, elu ve'elu pturim milasos pesach sheni. No, both of them are potter because shekvar nizrik adam, because the blood had already been thrown and they were all on the list. The second group of, I don't know, 20 people are not going to get to eat anything. Doesn't matter. Apparently that's Rabbi Nosson's shita, that eating the korban pesach is not crucial. The Gemara says, Akati, still, that doesn't necessarily prove it, because Dilma Shani also, maybe that's different again. Because Mimashki Hani Chazilu, right, if you would remove one group for the other, right, so they could eat this korban pesach. So maybe, how do you know Rabbi Nosson says that, you know, you don't need to eat it at all? Maybe since you have the ability to theoretically eat, that's good enough. So Gemara says, Imkain, well, if that was true, right, if that was, right, his logic, I mean, if that was why Rabbi Nosson said it, there, everybody's yotze, so he should have said so. Right? Should have mentioned that. So Maisha Kfar Nizr Kadam, why does Rabbi, again, what does Rabbi Nassan, he explains this shita. He says they're both potter because you already sprinkle the blood. Well, what does the blood have to do with eating? Nothing. So Shmami no, but I'm telling Melsa, right, of Alachil Lama Akva. Apparently Rabbi Nassan holds that the crucial aspect of the Korban Pesach is the Zrika, is the blood, but not necessarily the eating. Okay, fine. So that's Rav, whether he's working off of Rabbi Nassan for his shita. So the Gemara says, well, my doch kegid Rav, the Musi Lamas Nisan, lachachilia of Rabbi Nassan. So therefore, why does Rav say that our Mishnah, again, what did Rav say? In Zorik Hurtza, right, if you sprinkle the blood, then it works. Why is he saying that our Mishnah is Rabbi Nassan? And again, what did our Mishnah say? That you shouldn't sprinkle the blood, lechachilia, but with the evidence, it's fine. Why don't we say that the Mishnah is the Rabbana? And when the Mishnah says it's not good, right, Eino Zorik is the Basar, maybe that's even B'di'evid, and it's no good whatsoever. Right? Why are we saying that this is the Shita of Rabbi Nassan? We could just say it's the Rabbanan, and B'di'evid, sprinkling the blood is no good. Skamar says, Rav Masnishin Ksise, because Rav had a cash with our Mishnah. Because Amai Tani In Zorik is Adam. Why does the language of the Mishnah say you shouldn't sprinkle the blood? Meaning you can't even do it. Right, before, don't do it. Right, listening, it should say puzzle, that if you did it, it's no good. Right, I mean, that would teach me that bidyevid, that would be a language of teaching me that bidyevid, even if you sprinkled it already, it's no good. But rather, the language of the Mishnah teaches me that you shouldn't do it, but if you did, then it's fine. Okay, and just one more additional point. So therefore, according to Rabbi Nassan, who says that you don't have to eat the Korban Pesach, what does he learn from the Pasuk of a person has to eat, right, or a person has to be registered and to have enough to eat? So he says, that teaches me that the person has to be able to eat the meat. I mean, he has to be tahor. Right? He doesn't have to eat the meat, right, but he has to be able to eat the meat. Right, that's already something that we see a bunch of times in when you have a korbanos, meaning he doesn't actually have to do it, but he has to be able to do it, and that's what the pasuk comes and teaches us. Okay, man tano lahadatan rabbanan. Who is the author of the following brisa? Shachtu laochlov if yishachtu korban pesach for people who can eat it, v'zarku dama shalol laochlov. But the sprinkling was done for people who can't eat it. So pesach atmo kasher v'adam yotzei b'yidei kovaso. Right, the pesach is fine, and a person is yotzei. Come on, who's that like? Name of Rabbi Nassan, Hevelo Rabbanan. Maybe that's Rabbi Nassan who says the eating is the crucial part and not the sprinkling. So if you the Rabbanan, the Gemara says no. You can even say the Rabbanan because in Machshav is Ochlin Bezrika, that thinking about who's eating this korban while you're doing the sprinkling is not significant. It doesn't matter. Right? It's not relevant, and therefore it's good even if you think about people who are not able to eat the korban Pesach when you do the sprinkling. Okay, another one. And then I think we'll stop by the third one. Yeah, Ma'an Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan. Who's the one who says the following brisa? Who's the author of this? Hareisha Hayachola B'Shas Shchita V'Cholim B'Shas Zrika. If a person was sick and couldn't eat the Korban Pesach when he shechted it, but then he got better and he was able to eat by the time they sprinkled the meat on the Mizbeach, right? Man, what's it called? I don't know if we mentioned at the beginning of this year. The schus of Refuah Shleima for Shira Bas Tvar Aleya and for Nami Mira Bas Shana Rif Gerezel. Also, a bunch of Rachman Al Salam. Unfortunately, we have a bunch of Cholim here, but I won't list off the entire sheet. But should be schus of Refuah Shleima. Right, again, we can say just like the Gemara says here. A person can be sick by the shchita, and then a few moments later, when the blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach, he can be healthy. Right, a main kenyan ratzon should also be for these people who are sick as well. So let's say that happened, and the person was sick when it was shechted, but it was healthy. They were healthy when the blood was sprinkled, or the opposite. Cholim b'shas shchita v'cholim b'shas zrika. Or he was healthy when they shechted it, or he was sick when at the time of the sprinkling. In that case, ein shochin v'zokin olav. He can't be included. Right, you can't shecht and sprinkle for him. Achiyeh cholim b'shas zrika shchita ad shas zrika. Meaning he has to be healthy the entire time, straight through. So come on, who's that like? Right, min name rabbanan hevelo Rabbi Nassan. Maybe that's the rabbanan shita, and not Rabbi Nassan. Again, since Rabbi Nassan says you don't have to eat it, mistama he holds that. If a person, even though a person has to be able to eat it, right, he has to be at least able to eat it by the time of the shechita. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Rabbi Nassan." No, actually, you could say it's Rabbi Nassan because Gavra the Chazi Leichila Beinon. That really, Rabbi Nassan holds that the person has to be able to eat it, but doesn't necessarily have to eat it. Right? Again, we said Havamina was that maybe he didn't have to be able to eat it at all because the eating is not significant. So no, Rabbi Nassan holds that the person does have to be able to eat it, but he doesn't actually have to do it. Right? Again, this concept that we find by Menachos that has to be the phrase that korban mincha has to be roi lebilo. If it's roi lebilo, if it's able to be mixed, so then in bila makavaso, you don't actually have to do the bila. All right, I don't want to get into that whole thing, but that's we do see that this concept that a person has to be able to do something but doesn't actually have to do it. Right? We do see that elsewhere in the avoda and karbanos, etc. Okay, shkoyach gadol rabosei. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.